Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. So Jason dug through the prediction cubby. I almost said the production kibby. I don't know what a production kibby would be. Is anything like a prediction cubby? It's a lot like a prediction cubby. All right, here's some I got wrong. April 30th, 2013. Ron Kine will be the Democratic challenger to Governor Scott Walker. Well, wait, though. He could still be. If she just completely implodes, she being Mary Burke, save this one or not? What do you think? Well, he could be. No, you can. You could still use that. You could put that back on the prediction cubby. Well, he could, because the White House could pressure him to do that. If another poll comes out next month and she's down 10 points, don't you think Democrats have to start hitting the panic button somewhere? It's like, oh, crap, nice going, Mike Tate. Way to draft John Hadle over there, or trade for him. Way to draft Rich Campbell. Way to go. Well, that's kind of what he's done here. Sure look good on paper. Right? No, you know who? I got it. You know what the ultimate analogy is? Ryan Leaf. His problem, though, is there's no Peyton Manning out there. There's no Peyton Manning instead of drafting Ryan Leaf. In fact, he had to beg Ryan Leaf to get into this. Now, she might start spending a lot of her own money and turn this thing around. I'm not. It's way too early. Well, yeah, why isn't she doing it now? Let's see. Then Jason found a bunch of them that deal with the gay marriage issue. May 2nd, 2013, 2016 GOP candidate will support gay marriage. Ooh. Do I stand by that one now? If it's Scott Walker, you know this issue is going to be huge. Here's another thing. How big an issue does this become now in the 2014 governor's race? I think it becomes a pretty big one. I think Democrats are going to make a big deal out of this and try to pin down Scott Walker. Especially now, you would think you're going to see a lot, just a number of polls about gay marriage in Wisconsin. I think you would see that. By the way, Jason, if someone does have something intelligent to say, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Boy, do I stick with that one or not? Do I stick with that one or not? The 2016 GOP presidential candidate will support gay marriage. I'm sticking with that one. Put that one back in the cubby. June 27th, 2013. This was after SCOTUS made the ruling it did last year. Polygamy will be next. A friend just emailed that if we lose the federal lawsuit, and I believe that is going to happen, I believe the constitutional amendment voted on by the people of Wisconsin is going to be overturned. I could be wrong, but I believe that's going to happen. If I'm right, I agree with my friend that I believe within 5 years, polygamy will be next. So, oh, here's one I got. Boy, from 2012. Jason, what did you keep this one for? I predicted the Supreme Court was going to strike down Obamacare on a 5-4 vote. Of course, that didn't happen. This one we, in fact, can. I got this one wrong. March 13th last year, I thought the Roberts Court was going to go the whole way and essentially legalize gay marriage. Didn't do that. So those are two that I got wrong. I think the others are still pending in the queue. So that's where I'm going to leave them. I want to move on to now a very sensitive subject. And I've got a lot of setup here, and then I want to get your calls. As you know, Woody Allen, 20 years ago, the public perception of him changed when allegations of sexual abuse of one of Mia Farrow's very young daughters surfaced, Dylan Farrow, and Woody Allen had having a sexual relationship with adopted daughter of Mia Farrow, Sunyi Previn. He ended up marrying Sunyi. They are still married, which I find that marriage has lasted 20-some years is amazing to me. Woody Allen has won Oscars. Woody Allen has won awards since those years. He doesn't accept them in person anymore. I believe it was just last year he won an Oscar, and it was accepted on Woody Allen. On his behalf by the Academy. He recently, Woody Allen, and we talked about this, or at least I blogged on it, just won a Golden Globe Lifetime Achievement Award. This enraged Mia Farrow and her family that those who celebrate celebrity are just turning a blind eye to this. Nicholas Kristof, writer for the New York Times, on Saturday, in his blog, posted a piece from Dylan Farrow. This is the first time that she has ever spoken out about it. This comes, again, after the Golden Globe Lifetime Achievement and the possibility that Woody Allen would win another Oscar. He has a note in here before her piece. I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to read the piece, if I can get through it with a scratchy voice. A note from Nicholas Kristof. In 1993, accusations that Woody Allen had abused his adoptive daughter, Dylan Farrow, filled the headlines, part of a sensational story about the celebrity split between Allen and his girlfriend, Mia Farrow. This is a case that has been written about endlessly, but this is the first time that Dylan Farrow herself has written about it in public. It's important to note that Woody Allen was never prosecuted in this case and has consistently denied wrongdoing. He deserves the presumption of innocence. So why publish an account of an old case on my blog? Partly because the Golden Globe Lifetime Achievement Award to Allen ignited a debate about the propriety of the award. Partly because the root issue here isn't celebrity, but sex abuse. And partly because countless people on all sides have written passionately about these events, but we haven't fully heard from the young woman who was at the heart of them. I've written a column about this, but it's time for the world to hear Dylan's story in her own words. And Kristof is friends with Mia Farrow and Dylan Farrow. He's not objective here, but these are her words, not his. Dylan Farrow, in the blog of the New York Times. What's your favorite Woody Allen movie? Before you answer, you should know. When I was 7 years old, Woody Allen took me by the hand and led me into a dim, closet-like attic on the second floor of our house. He told me to lay on my stomach and play with my brother's electric train set. Then he sexually assaulted me. He talked to me while he did it, whispering that I was a good girl and that this was our secret, promising that we'd go to Paris and I'd be a star in his movies. I remember staring at that toy train, focusing on it as it traveled in its circle around the attic. To this day, I find it difficult to look at toy trains. For as long as I could remember, my father had been doing things to me that I didn't like. I didn't like how he would take me away from my mom, siblings, and friends to be alone with him. I didn't like it when he would stick his thumb in my mouth. I didn't like it when I had to get in bed with him under the sheets when he was in his underwear. I didn't like it when he would place his head in my naked lap and breathe in and out. I would hide under beds or lock myself in the bathroom to avoid these encounters, but he always found me. These things happened so often, so routinely, so skillfully hidden from a mother that would have protected me had she known, that I thought it was normal. I thought this was how fathers doted on their daughters. But what he did to me in the attic felt different. I couldn't keep the secret anymore. When I asked my mother if her dad did to her what Woody Allen did to me, I honestly didn't know the answer. I didn't know the firestorm it would trigger. I didn't know that my father would use his sexual relationship with my sister to cover up the abuse he inflicted on me. I didn't know that he would accuse my mother of planting the abuse in my head and call her a liar for defending me. I didn't know that I would be made to recount my story over and over again to doctor after doctor, pushed to see if I would admit I was lying as part of a legal battle I couldn't possibly understand. At one point, my mother sat me down and told me that I wouldn't be in trouble if I was lying, that I could take it all back. I couldn't. It was all true. But sexual abuse claims against the powerful stall more easily. There were experts willing to attack my credibility. There were doctors willing to gaslight an abused child. After a custody hearing denied my father visitation rights, my mother declined to pursue criminal charges, despite findings of probable cause by the state of Connecticut, due to, in the words of the prosecutor, the fragility of the child victim. Woody Allen was never convicted of any crime. That he got away with what he did to me haunted me as I grew up. I was stricken with guilt that I had allowed him to be near other little girls. I was terrified of being touched by men. I developed an eating disorder. I began cutting myself. That torment made worse by Hollywood. All but a precious few, my heroes, turned a blind eye. Most found it easier to accept the ambiguity to say, who can say what happened? To pretend that nothing was wrong. Actors praised him at awards shows. Networks put him on TV. Critics put him in magazines. Each time I saw my abuser's face, on a poster, on a T-shirt, on television, I could only hide my panic until I found a place to be alone and fall apart. Last week, Woody Allen was nominated for his latest Oscar, but this time I refused to fall apart. For so long, Woody Allen's acceptance silenced me. It felt like a personal rebuke, like the awards and accolades were a way to tell me to shut up and go away. But the survivors of sexual abuse have reached out to me to support me and to share their fears of coming forward, of being called a liar, of being told their memories aren't their memories, have given me a reason to not be silent, if only so others know that they don't have to be silent either. Today, I consider myself lucky. I'm happily married. I have the support of my amazing brothers and sisters. I have a mother who found within herself a well of fortitude that saved us from a chaos of a predator brought into our home. But others are still scared, vulnerable, and struggling for the courage to tell the truth. The message that Hollywood sends matters for them. What if it had been your child, Kate Blanchett, Louis C.K., Alec Baldwin? What if it had been you, Emma Stone, or you, Scarlett Johansson? You knew me when I was a little girl, Diane Keaton. Have you forgotten me? Woody Allen is a living testament to the way our society fails the survivors of sexual assault and abuse. So imagine your 7-year-old daughter being led into an attic by Woody Allen. Imagine she spends a lifetime stricken with nausea at the mention of his name. Imagine a world that celebrates her tormentor. Are you imagining that? Now, what's your favorite Woody Allen movie? Whether you believe her or not, that's incredibly powerful stuff. I used to be the world's biggest Woody Allen fan. Loved his stuff. I walked away from him when these allegations came out. And I found him entirely unbelievable. Now, others online are smearing Dylan Farrow and Mia Farrow, saying this is something she won't let go. There's never been any substantiation. I think her words are powerful. Here's my question to you, and I'm not going to weigh in on this. How much, if at all, should the Academy give consideration to Dylan Farrow's words? Should this be a factor in whether he gets another Oscar, as he has received, I don't know how many, but he has received Oscars since this happened? 406-1360, or since it was alleged, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 949.
The Jerry Bader Show.